his friend. This year should be a special schluss for Ariyarni Miras Shirchu Linishmas Maris Esther Basrib Shmuel Maris Khanabats Ganabasanta Khanabats Mayor Zev. This is Moshe Vishni Rami Sobri Moshe Mordechai. The Gemara on Bov Mitzia and Av Samach Beis on with Beis says Amar Rebbe Lozer Ribitz Ktsutza Yotze B'dayonim. If it's Ribitz Doraisa, if it's premeditated Ribitz, where the Ribitz was established, the interest was established from the time of Balon, it goes out with Dayonim, that judges make sure that this Ribitz is paid. Avak Ribitz Eine Yotze B'dayonim. But if it's not ribis ktsutza, it's only the dust of ribis, it's not the actual ribis. To derabbanandika ribis, it wasn't made at the outset. It doesn't go out with judges. Ayin sham kol ha-sugi above mitzia samach beiz on with beiz, and so is paskind. The Rambam, in the fourth perek, of Hilchos Malve V'Loveha, Afal pisha ha-malve v'alova oivrim al kol elu alavin. Ein lokin olav mipnei shenitan liyishavon shekol ha-malve beribis im hois ribis ktsutza shiasura min ha-toira harezu yotza bedayonim umotziin osa min ha-malve umachzirin la-love vim meis ha-love ein motziin miyad ha-bonim. So Rambam says that there's a number of lavin and one is over. It's the Rambam said earlier, and one is malve beribis, but the malve and the love are over. But there's no malchus. Why not? Because this can be returned. Because anybody who lends with ribis, if it was ribis ktsutza, which is asur min ha-Torah, so the dayanim make sure to get it back to the love. And if the love dies, then it is not taken away. It is not extracted from the sons. Ad kan lashon Rambam. So we see from the Rambam two dinim. Number one, ribis ktsusa, it's yotze b'dayonim. And number two, that if the malvid dies, you don't take it away from the sons. And it's makor is sugyas hagemore in ezehu neshech. Ayin sham basugya. The Mishnah Lamelech brings in the name of the Rashba, that even though ribis ktsutza is yotze b'dayonim, nevertheless, Beis Din doesn't go to the nechosim of the malve, and the nechosim of the malve are not mishtabe to be mishalim the ribis to the love. The property isn't mishubid to this ribis. If he doesn't have what to pay back in cash, you don't take away his nechosim. And that it says that ribis yotze b'dayonim, it's only mitzad the din that based in is kofen ala mitzvahs, but there's no shibud nechosim to the love. And the proof is from the fact that the sons are not obligated to pay the ribis that their father took. Because if there was shibud nechosim, then the sons would also have to pay. Because the nechosim are mishubud to this obligation. There's a lien on the property, so of course the sons have to pay. But since there's no lien on the property, the sons don't have to pay it. It's just a obligation on the father, the malve. But there's no shibud nechosim, and therefore the children don't have to pay this ribis. Ayin sham b'divrei Mishnah l'melech b'biul divrei harashbo. However, at the end, the Mishnah l'melech brings as follows, v'da shebala chinuch kosav sheyesh oimrim deshev debribis based in yoldim l'nichsei malve u'motziin mimenu kikzelos v'chabolos. And you should know, says the Mishnah Lamelech, that the author of the Sefer HaChinuch, who is shrouded in mystery, who exactly wrote the Sefer HaChinuch, but some say there are some say not, whoever it was, he writes that some say that ribis Beis Din does go to the nechassim of the malve and takes it away, like they do for other obligations, damages, stealing. And according to this logic, that if he dies, the kids don't have to pay, even if the father left nechassim, that is a gzeras hakosuf. That cannot be explained rationally, because Why should the children not pay if there's achrayis nechosim? So it must be a gzeiras hakosuf that the children do not have to pay, even though you would think that they do have to pay. But lemaisa, they do not. Why? Because of gzeiras hakosuf. That's just what the Torah says. Don't ask too many questions. So we have to understand this shita of the chinuch. The Mishnah Lamelech wants to leave it at gzeiras hakosuf, but maybe we can find another derech. So I saw in one of my favorite svarim called the Alios Moshe. I love this sifrei Alios Moshe. It's written by a very chashuv Talmud Chacham, today lives in Beitar, Rav Moshe Sheinberger. His father was the famous Rav Yosef Sheinberger. Anyway, so he explains as follows, that the sheet of the Rashba is that the obligation of a Chazaras HaRibis is only a mitzvah nechovak or kafta de gavra on the head of the person, the malveh. And that's the reason there's no shibud nech in the chosim. There's no lien on the property because it's an obligation on the person. And you're not on his property, and therefore the children aren't obligated in this. If he has it, he pays it back. And if not, not. But the dayanim don't take away from his property. It's his obligation to pay it. But not more than that. And therefore it doesn't extend to his nechassim, and it doesn't extend to his children. However, it would appear that the sheet of the chinuch, the svara of the chinuch is different, because the MS, we have to understand the svara of the Rashba. What svara is there to say that the MS, the moment of the ribis, is shayach to the malve, and therefore we can't go to take from his property? He just has a mitzvah to give it back to the lover. Where do you find such a thing in the Torah that somebody has to give to someone else what actually belongs to him? What's the pshat in the Rashba? If it's really his, and therefore there's no yiridas nechosim, then why would he have to pay it back? So it would appear that the sheet of the chinuch is different, and he holds be'emes that the ribis and chobas hachzoras haribis entails shibud nechosim. However, this is a different type of shibud nechosim than the obligation and the shibud in gzeilos v'chabolos v'chayotzei b'zeh. That by gzeilos and chabolos v'chayotzei b'zeh, the yisod, the foundation of the obligation to return it, is because of memoini gaboch. You have my money. The cheftz of mammon is shayach to the nigzol. And this din that the cheftz of is memoini gaboch causes that there's an obligation to return it. Medin v'heishiv es hagzeila. And the din of the cheftz of the mammon that shayach to the nigzol is a siba and a gorem to the obligation of a heshev es hagzeila, which is a mesubav and a nigra. From this, in other words, it starts with the memoni gaboch and it ends with the heshev es hagzeila. It starts with I have your money and it ends with so therefore I have to return it. By ribis, it would appear that it's punkt verkehrt, just the opposite. The obligation to return it, it starts with the obligation to return it. And because there's an obligation to return it, because of this obligation, therefore he has to return it. Therefore, it goes back to the love. Therefore, it's memoni gabach. By gzela, it starts with memoni gabach. Hey, you have my money, and therefore you have to give it back. Here, you have to give it back, and therefore, oh, you have my money. So, the reason the money goes back to the love is because of the obligation of hachzara of the malve. So the hachzara, the obligation to return it, is not the mesubav, it's the siba. since he has to return it, Memela goes back to the lov. It's the lov's money. Ashein kein, by gzela, since it's the lov's money, he has to return it. Since it's the nigzel's money, he has to return it. So according to this, it would appear that we don't have to say like the Mishnah Lamelech, that you don't take away ribis from the sons. Is begedel gzelas hakosuf. Since there's shibud nechasim, why not? Based on what we're saying, the explanation might be as follows: that really, even though there's shibud nechasim, nevertheless, this shibud, since it's an outcome, it's a toitzah, it's a mesubov from the chovas hachazara shal abaylim, mitli tali v'koy shibud zeh umusne v'chovas hachazara shal amalve. It all starts, yeah, there's shibud nechasim, but this shibud is a toitzah. It's an outcome of the chov of the malva to give it back. It all starts with the chovas hachzara. Only when there's a chovas hachzara is there a shibud nechasim. Emela, kolo that the malva is around, there's a chovas hachzara, and therefore there's a shibud nechasim like the chinuch holds. No more malve, no longer a chovas hachzara, no longer a shibud nechasim. But really, there is a shibud nechasim to start with when the malva is alive, and that stems from his chovas hachzara. There's no more malve, there's no more shibud nechasim. And this explains why ein motzi miyad abanim, but there is a shibud nechasim. There's a shibud nechasim because it's because the malve is around, because there's a chovas hachzara. The moment there's no longer a chovas hachzara, then there's no longer shibud nechasim. So when the malve dies, there's no obligation on the sons to return them the loan. So it's not merely, possibly, as the Mishnah Lamelech says, a gzeiras hakosuv that the sons are pater, but it makes a lot of sense, as we explained. The Rambam, in the second perek of Malve Velove, Halacha Yud Gimel, writes, Horu miktsas hageonim shalov shemachal lamalve beribis shalokach mimeno shasid likach af al pi shekano miyado shemachal laonas and matana. Eino moel klum, she called ribis shebaola mechilei, avalatora lo mochla vaosla mechila zu, ulefika chena mechila moeles beribis, afila beribis shel devrea. Eroi li sheino rozu nechoina, elamiacha shomu la malva lachzil raviada malva shedvar isil rosa, vishalito mimenu, imrozalim chol moichil kederach shemoichel agezel. Ubefero shomu chacham shagazon amalava yavirit shechzir ein machzirin, ein mekablim hen mechlal, sheha mechila moeles. So the Rambam writes that some Gaonim Paskin that a Love is Mocha the Malve and Ribis that he took from him or that he is going to take from him, even though they made a Kinyan that he's Mocha or he gives it as a Matan, it doesn't help because Ribis is always Mechila. In the Torah it wasn't Mocha. Torah asked this Mechila, so there's no Mechila by Ribam. I'm Mocha. Giving you ribis amoch. No, ain't kazed aval. That's what the Gaonim hold. Mechilas of ribis is always mechila. So it doesn't fly. But the Rambam writes that I don't agree with this. This is not a correct psak. Since we say to the malve to give it back, and the malve knows that he did a dvar iser. The malve knows that he did a dvar iser. If he wants to be mochel, he could be mochel. Kederach shemochel agezel. So if the love, did I say before the malve is mochel? If the love is mochel, the Gaonim say that it doesn't work because ribis is always mechila. I'm a mochel, I'm giving you ribis, I'm mochel, I'm borrowing. I want to give you extra money, I'm ochel. So mechila doesn't work. Whereas according to the Rambam, mechila works. The malva knows that he did an iser. And if the love wants, he can be mochel. And said, you did an iser. It's like you stole from me. But I'm mochel. So the Rambam holds that mechila is effective. So it would appear that this machlokes is l'shitasam, is the lashon of the Rambam in the fourth parak, and halacha gimel is harezu yotze b'dayanu motzino osim en amalve u'machzirin la'love. So in Pashtus, this can be explained that the Beis Din is yored l'nechosav. There's a lien on the property, and Beis Din takes away the property. Before we saw the machlokes between the Rashba and the Chinuch. That the Rashba holds there's no Shibut Nechasim. The Chinuch holds there is Shibut Nechasim. So the Rambam in Pashtus holds, like the side, that there is Shibut Nechasim. Because the Rambam says, Harezu Yotze B'dayanu, Motzin Osim Amalva Machzirin La'Love. So B'Pashtus, you take it away from the Malva, however you can take it away, including taking away his Nechasim. So it's the Rambam, L'Shitaso. Because the Rambam holds that there's Shibut Nechasim. And the reason there's Shibut Nechasim is because the Mammon of the Love is with the Malva. And since it's a regular debt, Mechila is effective. Kecholchov. In other words, Shimon borrows from Ruvain Beribis. So Beis Din goes down to the property of Ruvain and takes away the Ribis. If he doesn't have the cash, they could take away his property. Why? Because it's a regular chov that he owes Shimon. So like every regular chov, you can go down and you can Beis Din can take it away. Because Mamoni Gabach, there's a Shibut Nechasim. Reuven has Shimon's money. Since Reuven has Shimon's money, Beis Din can take it back for Shimon. And since it's a regular chov, it's a regular debt, so Memela Mechila is effective. Like every debt, Mechila is effective. This is also a debt where Mechila is effective. We establish that there's a debt, the Malva knows he did something wrong, and the Lova is Mochalit. Works. Masha'enken Haga'onim Acholken Alav. They hold that Ribis is not Kecholchov Ba'alma. It's not a Mamoni Gabach idea, but rather, it's just a mitzvah nechobar karkafta de gavra, the hamalve. It's just an obligation on the head, on the person of the malve to give it back. But it's not a regular chov. Since it's not a regular chov, it's not mamoni gabach. It's just an obligation on the karkafta de gavra of the malve to give it back. There's no Shibud Nechasim. There's no Shibud Nechasim. And since it's not a regular debt, Mechila is not effective. Because on mitzvahs that are the Rami and Akasve, the Gavro, Amalve, Lo shayich mechilas halove, because mitzvahs that are on the malve, the love can't be mochel. Has the love mochel the mitzvah of the malve? So the Gaonim hold that ribbis isn't like any normal chov. Ribbis isn't mamoni gabach. So, therefore, the lechora there's no shibud nechasim. And also, mechila is not effective. So how can the lova be mochel and the chova arkakafta the gavra of the malve? V'yesh l'harchiv b'chol zeh me'od, so please stay tuned. We have a lot more to talk about. But in the meantime, we got the wheels rolling in the brain. And we should be zoche, it's Hashem. L'il modu l'lameid, l'shem v'las, l'kaim is called the reis alma terasa v'yahava. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.